Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Spending a few minutes now with Mark Ferrante, Villanova University head football coach, as his squad gets ready for the FCS playoffs in the first round. They will host Harvard on Saturday at noon. And coach, before we look ahead, let's look back. A phenomenal regular season, 9-2, 7-1 in the conference, playing some of your best football as the season rolls down. How do you look back at the regular season, like from what your expectations were back in August to where the group is right now?
Yeah, really happy with how we've ended up. You know, we have a nice win streak going right now. We started out slow. You know, now the schedule had a little something to do with it. We didn't play an opening game in week one because Morgan State dropped us. So our first game was week two against Colgate. So having that second game to, you know, have kind of a little more experience under your belt heading into Beaver Stadium to play Penn State might have been a good thing, but we didn't have that. So we opened with Colgate. Then we went to Penn State. Then we faced our first league opponent in Monmouth. And, you know, it took us a little while to gel. It took us a little while to, you know, get some of the younger, inexperienced players some valuable game time experience. We had a lot of guys back in certain positions. Our running back room is pretty deep. Our offensive line was returning intact. But when you have a new quarterback, grad transfer Pat McQuaid, and then you have a whole new secondary. We lost all five in the secondary. The first two levels of the defense were pretty good as far as returning players and experience. But, you know, when you have the whole back end as new guys, like I said, it just took us a little while to continue to get that experience that was required to start playing more complementary football. You know, it almost seemed like defense was trying to figure out who they were, offense with the new quarterback and a couple new pieces at wide receiver, trying to figure out what their identity was going to be. And then, you know, special teams always comes together as well because you got new players there. So anyway, after those, after the 1-2 start, our guys seem to really come together on and off the field. They seem to have really good. The effort was always there. The resilience was always there. The persistence was always there. We just needed to play a little more consistent and a little better execution in spots. And that seems to have been getting a little bit better each and every week. And hopefully that'll continue now that we're done with the regular season and heading into postseason play.
You mentioned Pat McQuaid, 19 touchdowns, just two interceptions, completing 61% of his passes. Just talk about what he's been able to do to run the offense, but also the number that jumps out to me is the two interceptions. When you're not turning it over, that's three quarters of the battle sometimes.
Yeah, we actually led the country in fewest number of turnovers. We did have a fumble this past weekend in our opening drive of the game, and Jabril Mace, our running back, is the on his first carry fumbled, so he was really upset about that. In his second carry, he took it 80, so he kind of made up for it on his second carry. But we've been protecting the football. We have been protecting the football. I'd love to see us get a few more turnovers. I think our turnover margin is +6, somewhere around there. So we haven't gotten a ton, but we're not giving up any. I mean, I usually look at a season and say, okay, if we have 11 by the end of the year, so you're only averaging one turnover a game, that's probably pretty good ball security. Well, we only had five total for the 11 games. So I hope that trend continues as well. But Pat does a good job dispersing the ball to different receivers. He does a good job reading the offense on the RPO game, handing off, not maybe every time when it's there, but, you know, he reads it well and hands off when he should majority of the time. And then he spreads the ball around, so he's not locking into any one guy. And he makes good decisions with the ball, and he gets it out quick. So, you know, two interceptions for a whole season, 11 games, is pretty impressive. So, again, as I said on the front end of this thing, I hope the protecting the ball and minimizing our turnovers where we're giving it to the opponent, I hope that'll continue this week as well.
And you mentioned Jabril Mace taking it 80. With him running the football, catching the football, and in the return game, he is one of those kids that every time he gets a ball, gets a step into open space, you kind of take that deep breath because he's got the ability to hit the home run. What does that do for the offense, to the type of pressure that puts on the other team?
Yeah, I just got to think it does add that pressure. I mean, when you look at our preseason, Jabril's listed as our third running back, and then David Avett goes down, and so Jabril has more opportunities along with Raglan. And though, like I said, we have a pretty deep running back room. But when you have a guy like that, David's kind of – he has breakaway speed, but he also is a bigger body guy and, you know, gets some of those tougher yards. And Raglan, you know, is a bigger, stronger guy. Jabril just adds a different dimension with that added speed. He kind of has that fifth gear that they'd all like to have. And, you know, Rags had a really long run in the game as well. It's just that, you know, he didn't get to the end zone with it. And Jabril on his opportunity did. So I got to believe it puts pressure on the defense when you have guys like that where they can get between the tackles and all three of them can go inside or outside. You know, and they're doing a better job catching the ball out of the backfield. So, you know, Jabril's a guy, he's been a great weapon for us, and he's a great teammate, you know, as listed as a third team guy and not getting the touches and opportunities early in the season because the other two were getting more of the carries. You could have a guy in that position that could get frustrated. He could get, you know, I don't want to say selfish, but he's just a great teammate. Never complains, never has bad body language, practices the same way, whether he's now the guy getting more carries than maybe the other two because David's not in there and then him and Rags are splitting them, or, you know, when he wasn't getting the carries early in the season when you had all three healthy. So, and when you practice the way he practices and you have the positive body language and, you know, just the work ethic that he has. And a lot of our guys have that. But, you know, when the opportunity presents itself, he's more than ready for it, you know. And so good things happen to good people who do, you know, who are good teammates. You know, if you're sulking around, maybe you're not practicing as hard. And then all of a sudden your opportunity presents itself and you don't have the success that maybe you thought you could have because you weren't preparing the right way. Well, he's the opposite of that. So I'm really happy for Jabril. Raglan the same way. He's been doing really well with, you know, more opportunities that he's been given because David's been out. And whenever you hear any of them talk after the game, regardless of what type of game they have, obviously they credit the guys up front and the rest of the guys blocking downfield for them and those types of things. So they're just really good group. It's a good room, and they're really good teammates. And, you know, like I said, if you work hard and you're a good person, then good things will happen for you.
So you get Harvard out of the Ivy League. First year, the Ivy is taking part in the FCS playoffs, and as it is, they end up getting two teams as Harvard's an at-large. Yale gets the automatic. Harvard 9-1. They were rolling. They had to rally to beat Penn in their penultimate game, and then Yale was able to take care of them in the game at the end of the season. But a very talented quarterback, Jaden Craig. When you look at the film of Harvard, what jumps out at you?
Yeah, when you look at them, I mean, the quarterback's a really good player. They have really good wideouts, another a good tight end. Harvard seems to always have a good tight end. I know they've had some tight ends make it to the league over time. They're big up front on defense. They seem to, you know, be very disciplined. that I know they're going to be aggressive. I know they're going to be very physical. I spend a little more time watching special teams than, you know, maybe the offense, defense. Our coordinators take care of that, but you watch them there. They're going to be where they're supposed to be. They're going to be disciplined. They're going to probably be gap sound on defense. They're probably going to make few mistakes on offense. You know, you watch some of their film, and then you look at the game they just had against Yale. They did what appeared to be some uncharacteristic things. They had a completion on the first down play, but then the DB, while he's making a tackle, stripped the ball. So now Yale had a short field, and then they threw a pass, and the corner that was coming up to cover the guy kind of slid off the tackle, and the guy got the end zone. So that's how the game started, and they just never seemed to really get back to playing the way they play when you're watching some of the earlier games of the season. So we have a young man who transferred here from Harvard, Caleb Moody. He's in his second year with us. You know, they have a lot of guys that have moved on from their program once they get their Harvard degree and they have a year or two eligibility left. Caleb had 2 years because of the COVID thing was still in play. That'll absorb now. But when you see some of their guys and they're moving on, they're going to FBS schools. And like I said, some of the scouts have been talking about the quarterback when they passed through here to check on our guys. You know, sometimes they brought up where they're heading next, and it seems like they're heading up in that direction. So, and we don't have a long history with the Ivy League right now. We have not played an Ivy League team since 2015. So it's hard to, you know, have an understanding. There's really no common opponents. We don't see them on film throughout the course of the year. So we're basically starting from scratch a little bit, kind of like we did last year against Eastern Kentucky. You know, we didn't have a lot of common opponents or a lot of familiarity with them either. So you just got to go in there and study the heck out of the film. And early in the week, we always talk about, you know, let's focus on us, right? Let's focus on our execution of what we're trying to do and our game plan and how we're trying to do it and all the things we talked about, tackling well, the fundamental stuff, tackling well, protecting the football, you know, playing complementary football and doing those types of things. So it all comes back down to blocking and tackling and throwing and catching, right? So we just got to hope that we do that well this week. We're relatively healthy for the most part, especially for this time of year. I'm not sure if they are. I think they have 105 on their roster. We have 93. So just like every other week, we're going to have a smaller roster. So the preparation is the preparation. But I know they're going to come in. I know they're going to be ready. And I'm sure they're excited for two reasons. Number one, first opportunity the Ivy Leagues have to get into the FCS playoffs. And number two, how their game went last week, I'm sure will add a little extra motivation to their preparation and their enthusiasm when they come out here on Saturday.
You do get this game at home, and you have had one of the great home field advantages for years now. 22 straight, you guys have won on the main line. Just talk about that advantage and the confidence it brews with the group and being able to do that and kind of couple it with you guys have been here before. You guys have been in the playoffs. You mentioned Eastern Kentucky. These kids know the drill, the ones that have been in the program. Like, how much do those things work in your favor going forward here Saturday?
I guess we'll find out on Saturday. You know, because, yeah, our guys do. I mean, I wish I had the answer, right? Because whatever the answer is for us to play better at home, I'd love to put that in a bottle and take it with us on the road. You know, maybe it's just you're not doing the traveling, or, you know, sometimes I feel when we are traveling and it's just us, the team that's traveling in the hotel, I think sometimes that helps us lock in and become a little more focused. You know, where at home, there could be more distractions because we don't stay in an off-campus hotel when we play at home. We stay in our dorms and the apartments that we live on campus. So I think our guys just have a added level of confidence when we're playing at home, you know. So I wish I had that answer for you, because if I did, then, you know, we'd be able to come up with that same formula each and every week. And with that being said, that's what we try to do, right? We try to be consistent in our preparation. Father Rob, our team chaplain that travels with us in men's basketball, but he deals with all the sports here at Villanova when he can. One of his favorite things he says one week to the next is nothing changes, right? Our preparation has to be our preparation. Our attention to detail has to be our attention to detail. Our effort has to be the same effort each and every week, regardless of who you're playing. You know, we always talk about a nameless, faceless opponent. Let's make sure the opponent isn't ourselves. You know, let's not beat ourselves with, you know, the turnovers or the penalties and those types of things. Let's be as disciplined as we can. So those are the things we talk about. So I am happy it is at home. There is an added distraction this week. It's kind of like having a bye because we're not going to be in class this week, but it's also not like having a bye because we do have a game this week, you know, as opposed to a bye week where you're a little more relaxed. So we can't let them relax when they're outside of the classroom. And then with the Thanksgiving holiday, you know, I want to make sure our guys, we have enough guys that we'll let them go to their home and spend time with their families if they live close enough. But we got to be back here on Friday to have our regular Friday home practice of a regular game. So, you know, a little different, but we have been here before, like you said. So our guys a little bit, other than our freshmen who haven't been here before for this part, you know, we're not playing too many of them right now. Thankfully, we have a fairly mature team. So our guys have been here before, so they know the drill and understand the drill. And it's good to not be traveling on Thanksgiving weekend. So we know there's always added volume on the roads when you get to this week. So we'll see, but I'm glad that we're staying at home.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.